Ben Fagan here with another episode of Career Cash, the podcast. And on this episode, I'm joined by former Lynn basketball player, now marketing A&R and management intern at 1801 Records, Morgan Garrison. Morgan and I talk about what life has been like for him after college and basketball, how he switched careers, and what he's done to break into the music industry. It's an awesome conversation. Let's get to it. You were telling me before we just started recording here that you were having a conversation with one of your friends. We've had this conversation before about playing basketball. Your time, you know, comes to an end. Being an athlete, being a college athlete, and kind of growing up thinking that and doing that your entire life. And then at some point, as we all know, we don't need to beat the dead horse. It does come to an end. And that's not a bad thing. But what do you do at that point? And how have you kind of gone about that whole process? Because it's tough. And what has that journey been like for you? You know, from ball ending to where you are now?
That's a good question, first of all. Second, like, I think honestly, it's just kind of, you kind of know. I think for me, I knew we were really, really good my last year at Lynn, went to the Sweet 16, everything, ranked in the nation. But I kind of had like a feeling, like, there was kind of like a feeling I had. And one of my friends who didn't play in college, but he said he had the same feeling in high school. He kind of just knew, like, okay, like, this is kind of, I've kind of reached the point I'm going to reach with this, and like, I want to move on to the next chapter. And that's kind of where I felt like I was. And it's just kind of figuring out what's next. Like, what do you like? What are some other things that you want to do? And I was blessed because I had a lot of people in my corner that were like able to kind of guide me through that. Be like, yo, you need to start thinking about life after ball. Like, what do you want to do? Like, I started, I really wanted to do broadcasting. I still kind of do, but like, it just kind of wasn't, I fell out of love with it for a little bit. And then I don't want to say I was lost, but kind of didn't really know, still trying to figure it out, which is okay. Like, I want people to know, like, that's like the okay thing. Like, I think people feel like if you feel like you don't know what you're doing, or you don't want what you don't, yeah, you don't know what you're doing, or you don't know what you, where you want to go in life, you feel like it's like, oh, I'm a waste. And I think you just kind of got to, it's hard. It's hard as hell to do, because I even do it still to this day. It's just not pay attention to what everyone else around you is doing. It's just pay attention to what you got going on. Because social media, bro, it's super easy to kind of get caught up in the highlight reel of everybody else. And just easy to get caught up in the highlight reel, bro. So just got to kind of pay attention to what's going on. And then just figure out like kind of what you want. But for me, like I just started looking around for people that I really valued and that valued me, and figured out ways that we could work together. And it led me to the path I'm on now with like music management and everything like that.
No, that, I think that's such an important point that you bring up, is like that it is okay to have that feeling of being lost and not really knowing where, you know, you're going with everything. I remember like, you know, finishing up baseball for me, like same kind of deals, like, you know, I knew, you know, we were at the end of the road there, but I had other things in my life that I enjoyed, I loved to do, but it was still that feeling like of like, okay, you know, I know that I'm going to be all right, but like, what are we doing? Where are we getting that competition from? Where am I getting, you know, that thing that was there for much of my, you know, life? So that's a completely natural feeling. And one thing that, you know, it's so important, like you mentioned, that to try to build that corner, you know, around you. And that can be, you know, people in your corner can be there. It can be 100 deep or it can be one, but it's important to have somebody there to help you through that, and knowing that, you know, you're going to get through it. So walk me through that a little bit in more depth of your journey of you were interested in broadcasting, and now you jumped over to, you know, the music industry. And while they're still kind of, you can make the argument, they're similar in the communications aspects of things, they still are very different. So how has that transition been? What was there something that triggered that jump, or what was that whole journey like for you?
Honestly, bro, like the jump was, it is definitely difficult, because it was like something I didn't go to school for. Like a lot of people really go to school for entertainment business, and I went to school for broadcasting and journalism. So I think the aspect that is easy for me as like the role of like being behind the scenes with marketing, A&R and management is just being able to like communicate with people. And that's like something I feel like I've really been good with. Even writing, and just different things like that. But the journey really started last year, bro. And I know COVID was a rough time for everyone, but like, I felt like for me, it was like a great time for me to really figure out me without having to worry about working, having to do anything else. It was just like a good time. Like, I was just alone with my thoughts, and like, somebody said something, I forgot who said it, but like, they're basically talking about like, yo, like, this is like, if you don't use this time right now to focus on your personal growth, then it's going to be difficult for you after this, because you're still going to have the same problems you had the year before, a couple years prior, because you didn't take that time to really look in the mirror and figure it out. So like, I kind of like did that. I sat and self-reflected. There were some things I wanted to change, some bad habits I had in college that I felt like weren't really going to be productive or beneficial for me moving forward in like my adult life. So basically, honestly, it started there. And then I had a have like basically like my cousin's best friend. We grew up together. And he's been making music since sixth grade, and he's always had some buzz. And around this time, there's a company in New York called V-Files, and they do like little deals, like for single songs. They have like different contests, things like that. And he got featured as their artist of the week, which was a big deal at the time. We got invited to join a contest for Jägermeister. We ended up being one of the finalists. We didn't win, but that was still a cool experience. And he really played me and out his project, his last album, Inside Out, that came out last year. And he, like, we sat there on Zoom for like, or FaceTime for maybe like 2 or 3 hours. And he just like, he broke every single song down to me. And he asked me a question, and he was like, yo, I posted this single one time and it didn't really do as well as the one before. So like, what do you personally think? Like, as like someone that has like heard my music from then until now. And I was like, and I gave him my analysis, what I thought. And he was like, yo, like, no one has ever like really kept it real, like that real with me on that point. And I was like, dope, like, cool. So he's like, played me the album. And I was like, damn, you're really like talented. Like, you're super talented. Like, you seem like you take this seriously. People like in our area are rocking with you. Like, so do you need help? Like, I was furloughed at the time. So like, I was like, yo, do you need help? I need something personally for me to kind of just stay mentally sharp. And he was like, yeah, bro. Like, I got all these people hitting me up right now. Like, and I just don't really know how to like talk to them. So I bet. So I was like, all right, I'll help you for a little bit, like, until you kind of figure it out. And here we are a year later, me managing him. And then I just kind of realized there's no better way to learn the business than being in it. So I just kind of like put the journalism side of things down for a little bit. I was like, yo, let me jump into some music full time and see really what I can do, what I can learn, the different aspects of things, kind of figure out label infrastructure and kind of figure out who the key players are. And here we are today.
That's awesome. So, and like, before we started, you're kind of breaking it down, like what you do on a daily basis now, outside of, you know, working with Drock. What does that look like, and where are you within the music industry now?
So right now it's still kind of early for me. So I'm interning at 1801 Records. It's kind of like a smaller label here in Jersey, but we've had a big artist, Cola Ray, was signed to us first before we're in a partnership deal with Republic and her, with her and Republic. So that was kind of like the first thing that really like caught my attention. And then there's a bunch of other artists that we have on the label right now. Journey is getting ready. Well, when this drops, hopefully the single will be out by then. And then Neek Bucks, who's a rapper from New York, that has a pretty decent, or not decent, a great following right now. And he's still like growing and building. So right now I'm working more so with the team for Journey. So like, I'm helping with brand partnerships, marketing styles, and then I help with their A&R team, just kind of identifying who I feel like are the better artists in the New Jersey area, giving like a breakdown and analysis, like pros, cons, kind of like what a scout would do for basketball, baseball. And then I send it to my guy, Larry, over at 1801. And then we kind of just go through it together and figure out next steps. So that's pretty much
like, day-to-day. What was it like breaking into kind of that industry, just getting the internship opportunity? Because you were talking about how in music specifically, it's, you know, a high percentage of who you know, and then of course a portion of being able to actually do the job. So how do you go about getting into that industry?
Just putting yourself out there, honestly, bro. It's just like looking at who you know. Like, that was the first thing I really did. Lucky for me, I have an uncle that was super tapped into music, and managed Bow Wow for a while, managed Crisscross, worked at Def Jam for a while. So like, I kind of had somebody that kind of, he didn't take my hand and like walk me through it, but he basically was like, yo, like, I think you should try this. Like, you should go for an internship first. That's like probably the best way to go about things. So I had someone be able to push me in that right direction. And then I just looked about how many people around here in the New Jersey area where I live at, closer to the city, were like in tune with it. Like, who, what are like the artists from my area that are doing well now? And you know, everything, if when you play sports, everything makes the world smaller. And New Jersey basketball is like a huge staple, and especially with the hip hop community, everyone love basketball. Like, rappers want to be hoopers and hoopers want to be rappers. So it's dope. Like, I'm good at it. So I can go play in these pickup games and their rappers or their managers or somebody's there. And then just being able to just talk and just build a genuine relationship with them. And then just finding resources. If anyone that's watching this is like super interested in a resource, there's this thing called the DigiLog, which I'll send you their IG and everything. And they always have like gems. Like, during quarantine, I was probably like my best friend. Like, I was on their Instagram page every single day. Like, every Monday to Thursday, they drop like jobs. They have playlisting for artists on AudioMac. They do Zoom calls with different people and just Clubhouse calls. And like, what I would do is I would look at Clubhouse and you could kind of look at the profiles, and then I would just click like random profiles who like looked interesting, click their profile, kind of just go through their stuff, see if they know someone I know. Instagram is great with that now. You could see who they follow, or who you know that follows them. And then just kind of like hit it. There's a couple people like I knew that knew somebody I wanted to get in contact with. And it was just making a couple phone calls, just like, yo, like, this is what I'm interested in. And just when you finally get the opportunity, I would say just make sure you know your information. Like, don't, like, genuinely know what these people have going on. Like, I connect with people that know what we got going on. Like, if somebody just comes up to me and they're like, yo, I want Drock to do this, it was like, okay, like, we might do it, but we don't know what you got going on. Like, you don't really, you're not paying attention to us. So it's cool. And people, like, they identify that, because once you get into like a certain position, like, people just want something from you. So like, I know that I need to learn, and I want to build genuine friendships or genuine like business relationships with these people. So I just pay attention. Like, I follow them and just kind of interact with their pages. If their artists are doing well, I make sure I drop fire reposts, like, just comment, you know, just always just try to like stay like and be genuine. If I like genuinely rock with it, like, I'm going to support it. So it was definitely, it was kind of hard at first, but that resource was really good. DigiLog. And then just kind of like just paying attention to the artists around the area and just doing your research on Instagram. Instagram's probably like the best thing ever. Honestly, social media is the best platform ever, just because you can interact with people. You can see who's following who, like I said before. And that's kind of what I did. And I found one of my friends posted an artist. He posted Neek Bucks, actually. And I had no idea who that was. And I was like, oh, I'm not doing anything. Let me see if this dude's fire. And his music was good. So I was like, dope, all right. Like, I'm gonna check him out on Instagram. I looked at his Instagram and I kept seeing him shout out 1801 Records. And I was like, oh, who's 1801 Records? Clicked it, saw like a guy on there, clicked his page. The guy follows my uncle, actually, not my uncle that worked at Def Jam, but another uncle that's like a DJ in the area, followed him. And like, I just reached out to my uncle and I was like, hey, what's up? Like, tell me what you know. And he was like, yeah, I'll try to get in contact with him. You know, sometimes people get back to you, they don't. And then I just followed their Instagram page and they had a listing for an internship. I shot my shot and here we are. So it's just a lot about like, you know, research and the right opportunity. It's just like, you know, it's like sports. Like, if you bases are loaded, two outs, and Garbs throws you in a game, like, you've been waiting for this moment your whole life. You've worked out for this moment your whole life. So it's just being able to step up to the plate and just being able to deliver. And that's kind of really what it was. And now I've been with them for a couple months now, so it's been a great experience.
That's awesome. And what was getting me so excited about this too was just like hearing about this whole process, but the biggest thing of your proactivity with it. And I think that's why you're in the position that you're in, because not this is not just unique to the music industry. I think this is unique to all business, is you're not going to be able to break in. You're not going to be able to take advantage of opportunities if you don't set out to try to create them for yourselves. And that's something simple, like whether it's taking care of yourself over, you know, over COVID, thinking about what you wanted to do, talking to the people that you know, going out, networking, playing ball, all those things, I think can't be overstated, the importance of them. And then also one thing that you mentioned that I thought was extremely valuable is this idea of Instagram. It's like we everybody's on the gram, right? And like, it's the same idea of the stuff with like LinkedIn, all those things that are important out there, but like, start thinking of the things that you're already doing, whether you love Clubhouse, whether you love Instagram, whether you love Facebook, whatever it is that you're already doing, how can that help you build your business? How can that help you build your career? And I think that's, you know, such an important piece that you just shared there. And, you know, clearly it's paying off for you, and it's a work in progress. You know, it's a continual process, you know, which is, again, not a bad thing. And I think in many ways, an exciting thing. And kind of going off that continual process, I think it's also natural as people to want to like go into whatever we're trying to do and be at the top, you know, and not tough to remain patient. And so you're coming into this as an intern, you're coming with, I think, a great attitude of looking to be a sponge and absorb everything you can, but how have you kind of balanced that necessity to be patient with the desire to, you know, build your career?
Bro, it's so funny you just asked me that. I was literally talking to my mom about that today. Like, it's just like, it's definitely difficult, bro. And like, I struggle with it some days. Like, have some days where I wake up and I'm like, yo, I can do anything. And then there's days you wake up and you're like, what am I doing? Like, where are we going with this? And it's just, you know, just like, I keep leaning on, like, my support system is great. Like, I have a great group of people around me that like genuinely want to see me do well and like genuinely like care about what I got going on. And I think that's like probably like the biggest thing. And like you said, like whether it's 100 or one, like it doesn't matter. If you just have that like core group of people around you that really like believe in you, genuinely believe in you, like everything's gonna work itself out, because you can just lean on them, bro. Like lean on them whenever you need. Like my best friend, Marquand Botley, played basketball at Lynn. And like whenever like I need something, like I can lean on, bro, like whenever. So like it's that definitely helps. And then you have having people that I would say believe in it too, believe in your dream, because that helps. Like when you don't have people that believe in it, it makes it hard, because you're trying to rush and you're so caught up in, yo, I gotta prove them wrong. And it's like, nah, like take your time, bro. Like it'll come when it comes. And I have like some like older brother figures that are really helping me like with that aspect of everything, of staying patient, like control what you control, like just win today. Don't worry about winning. Like I want to be the director of AIM. I want to be the best manager in the game. Like I want to do everything. But right now, like I'm not at that point. And Jay-Z said, everybody wants to emulate the end result, but nobody wants to emulate the process. And that's like one thing that like I'm starting to, like we always used to joke about, like trust the process. And like, you just got to trust it. And like, just put in work as much as you possibly can. Like whether like the days you don't feel like doing anything are probably like the best days to do something. Cause it's like, you never know. Like I was just complaining about something and then something good happened right afterwards. So it was like, all right, bet. Like, maybe this opportunity, what I wanted, like I've been turned down from numerous jobs. Like I probably got 12 to 20 no's before I got a yes to this internship. So it was just staying with it, you know, trusting the process, not trying to get too up, too down, just stay even keel, be chill about everything and just be ready. Like I keep saying, like, just be ready for when that opportunity presents, because I feel like if anything, if you just bust your ass and you work really hard at it, like you'll get an opportunity. It's just, do you seize your opportunity or do you fold? So I think for me, to answer your question, is just lean on my support system, trust myself, believe in myself, and just work. Just work. And like, even like, and just celebrate your small wins. That's another thing. Celebrate the small wins. Like, you know, some artists get millions of streams, And we had a song we dropped a couple months ago, finally got to, it's at 16K now, but 15K was a goal for us. Like we said, anything under 10K, we just wanted 10. Anything under 10K, we felt like was a bust, but we're at 16 now on climbing still. So for us, that's like the best thing, just to be able to celebrate that. It's like, yo, like dope, like, okay, we like exceeded past our goal. Like this is a good feeling. Celebrate today, let's get back to it. So I would just say those few things are probably how I like kind of balance everything out.
Definitely, definitely. That whole thing, that whole concept of taking pride in your progress, I think is so important, because especially the bigger, the grander, the greater your goals are, you know, the more effort and energy you got to put into it. And it'll be, you know, real sad. It'd be a big shame if you're not going to be happy until you get there.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
To celebrate along the way, like you said, whether it's, you know, breaking your goal for the streams, or whether it's, you know, signing a big deal, whatever it is, anything big and small, just getting your foot in the door, talking to somebody, or, you know, saying like, oh man, I woke up not feeling so hot today. And it turned out to be, you know, a day filled with great opportunities. To celebrate those things, I think, are important, because that's what's going to help keep you going through those 20 no's, 12 no's, whatever it takes to get that yes, you know, which is huge there. So coming to the end, you've been dropping just knowledge bombs after knowledge bombs, sharing your experience. And I think it's so cool. And what's so exciting about your particular story is that you've switched industries, you're building, you're not there yet, but you're going to get there. And I think that's so cool, because that's relatable for, you know, a lot of us out there. And even me, you know, myself, is the stuff that I'm doing here with this is, it's always a constant practice. Not only do I hope to, you know, share, you know, some knowledge and helpful insights with everybody out there listening, but this is also an opportunity for me to continue to get better with my communications, listening, all the things that I want to improve in to help get me to where I want to go. So I think that's just the coolest thing about this whole thing that we so lovingly refer to as the process. So now that we are close to the end here, it's time to cash out. And as we know, it's that time where you drop your biggest piece of knowledge to leave the folks with a little money for the road. So I know you're coming with something good. So what do you got for us today?
The only thing that's on my mind, bro, is network laterally. That, especially for my industry, that's like one thing that I really like learned, is just networking laterally. Like obviously, if you can network vertically, do that for sure. But look at like your peers, like look at people that are in your field that maybe aren't at, like I have a friend that like I call my friend now. We've just been talking recently, just trying to figure it out. He's an A&R intern over at Alamo Records. And it's just like cool to just network with those type of people, just stay like in each other's corner, support each other as you keep moving up, because you never know, like you might network with this kid and he becomes the director of A&R at Alamo in 10 years. And now I'm sitting here like, oh, I have another artist, my artists have done well, and I have another artist, and it's like, oh, bet, like I think he'll be good with a label. But it's like, okay, boom, I already know one person that I can reach out to. We already have a strong connection, we have a good relationship, and it could work that way. So I would just say my main cash out goal, I guess, would just be, you know, network laterally. And also my last one, probably, yo, don't be scared to put yourself out there. Like, no, closed mouths don't get fed. Like, don't be scared. Just try, man. Like everyone, you were scared to do something at one point and you did it and it worked out. Like for some kids, like Alin, like you are coming from a whole other country, like the whole other side of the world. And like life is totally different. And you made that leap to go to college in the States, and it worked out. You've either had the best time of your life, you've met long friends, you might have met your husband or your wife or the person you're going to end up raising a family with. Like you've met, like me and you have been cool since day one, and we're still cool. And it's just always cool to just, you know, just take that leap and just take it. Don't be scared. Like the water's fine, jump in. And yeah, everything will work itself out. Like it always works itself out, man. So that's what I would say my cash out knowledge would be.
I love it. It's valuable, it's simple, it's concise, and I like that idea of networking laterally. Don't overlook, you know, your peers and the people around you. That's awesome stuff. Well, Morgan, I appreciate it as always. It's always a pleasure to break it down with you, and I'm pumped what you got coming up here soon. So thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me, bro. Appreciate it.